Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, CollegeToPro.com, all opportunities to download and listen to these shows at your leisure. And today, we're going to North Dakota State. We're going to be joined with the standout Bisons offensive lineman, Zach Johnson. He was also participated in the NFL PA Collegiate Bowl out in Los Angeles in January. And for you draft gurus out there who listen in, you know that's a big, big accolade, a big feather in the cap as he makes his path towards this next level. But with that said, Zach, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Great, Bo. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you coming on. I was excited to get you on, and about, I'd say, 20 minutes before we aired today, I was like, you know what? I want to see if I scouted that YSU North Dakota game. So why don't we – it's good because I sent you the notes, so they're good notes. So tell me what I got right, and tell me where you're like, oh, I didn't maybe you didn't know you thought you were that good at this. So first thing I put was I got good burst off the snap. I think you got great burst off the snap. Plays quick with good hand placement. I put your hand work is the hallmark of your game. Plays aware. And when I looked at the notes, I remember being most impressed. His head's on a swivel. Zach, you're always looking around. I mean, your eyes are never in one spot. You were always looking for somebody to the back. And I even put that, always eyeing up the next block. Shows athletic traits. Interested to see his 40 time at Pro Day. Pools easily, always picking up teammates off the ground, and I put long-haired linemen with some real skill. So how's that for a scouting evaluation?
That's awesome. I mean, maybe physicality could be in there a little bit more, but, I mean, besides that, I think it's awesome.
Fair enough. Like I said, that's what I love. You love the physicality part. The handwork, I mean, did I pick up on that? I mean, do you have better than average handwork?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we work it every day up there in North Dakota State, and it's one of the things we take pride and joy than exceeding pad level than any other college team, for sure. So when it comes down to it, it's placing your hands in the right spot and making sure you can adapt and adjust to situations.
Definitely. And let's kind of go back with when, I mean, has football been the sport since Pop Warner Pee Wee days? I mean, were you growing at a young age?
It is not, to be honest. When I grew up, I was playing hockey. So I grew up playing hockey, baseball, and football. But I had that passion for hockey, that's for sure. But football took it over, and now I have that desire to play football a lot more than hockey. So, yeah.
When do you kind of transition and kind of get off the ice and start getting on the gridiron? When does that really kind of take hold?
A little bit after middle school, I guess. I was just above bigger than everybody, and I found I could really excel in the sport a lot more than my other ones, and that's when more of the focus started going towards football, and getting accolades and stuff was just nice to see, and it just helped out in the long run.
Cool. And I'm curious, Zach, high school, I mean, did you play both sides of the football? I mean, offense and defensive line? And if that was the case, how did you kind of settle in on that offensive side?
I played a lot of offensive line more than defensive line. I played a little bit of defense when I came down the goal line. Not so much during the thing. We actually had a pretty good D tackle. So, it was fine when transitioning, that's for sure.
And you made the transition effortlessly, and you go off to Dakota State. I mean, when we think of Missouri Valley football, I mean, this is kind of like the New England Patriots of the Missouri Valley Conference, in my own words. I mean, I might get shunned that I live so close to YSU, but like I said, I mean, you guys got this thing nailed down on a successful program, and you were part of that and part of keeping this tradition alive for the Bison. For you, when do you kind of get the sense that what you're doing on a Saturday can allow you this opportunity to get to the National Football League? Zach, as you know as well as anybody, there's a you know, 100 kids in that locker room, not everybody is going to get this opportunity. When do you really get the sense that you have the skill set to make this happen?
I guess, I don't know. I talked with my coaches a little bit, actually a couple weeks ago, and I guess it really hit me hard when I went to that NFLPA game. Just understanding the culture of where I come from is a lot different than other people's. And up there in North Dakota State, we do a lot of things differently, and so do a lot of other colleges, which is, I mean, they excel in their own way, that's for sure. But we do things a lot differently up there, and it's a lot different. So when I got to that NFLPA game, I was very eye-opened just by the fact of how people prepare and people progress throughout their day and how they go about their business. But, I mean, to me, I just stuck to my own, and I saw myself excelling a lot, probably a lot more than the average offensive lineman that were there.
Nice. And I got to ask, I mean, when you talk about those differences, I would assume it maybe referencing the hard work or maybe, you know, those. I mean, what did the Bison do that is a little bit different from some of the other programs? You don't have to say the other programs, but in terms of what you feel that, you know, the Bisons kind of go above beyond with.
Yeah, just finishing through the ball, preparing, asking questions. I mean, even I had an incident, I guess not an incident, more at the NFLPA game. It was just, I just asked for a script just to get ahead of what I had coming at me, knowing these new plays and stuff. And I mean, I just got lucky, I guess, not really, but I was just so prepared that I wanted to be prepared and not script these plays that it came down to it that he was just like, that was a really good veteran move of you. And it's just little things like that where you're just like, you just go about your business, but at the same time, it's like, okay, well, he actually understands he needs to get prepared and wants to be prepared for what's coming at him.
Wonderful stuff. Once again, Zach Johnson, the Bison standout, 28 and 2019, Walter Camp, FCS All-American First Team, 2019 Hero Sports, FCS All-American First Team, and also invited to that 2020 NFLPA Bowl. Kind enough to share some of what makes him one of these draftable prospects from the Missouri Valley Conference. Your brother, I was, you know, looking through your bio and stuff. Your brother played at Beninje State. I mean, growing up, I mean, did you guys kind of have some fun battling all the time? And, you know, how much has maybe he's helped you as you kind of go through this process?
Yeah, for sure. He's helped me a lot. I mean, we talk a lot, probably about twice a week. I'm just talking about just football and stuff in general and how to keep pushing through and grinding through. I mean, things get hard at times, but, you know, you just got to finish. And when it comes down to role model, I mean, he played college football and he's done a tremendous job of what he did, and he loved every minute of it. And I really noticed that part when I was growing up, and I said I wanted to be a part of that, and that's what made me really want to go to North Dakota State and excel too. So hats off to him, and he's done a lot for me. So it's a great feeling to know that he's right behind me and he's helped me push through everything.
Now, you guys football players, I have to ask, because usually it's par for course, Zach. When's the last time mom and dad had to separate to you because you guys were too competitive over something?
Quite a lot. We kind of stopped wrestling at home a little bit ago. Can't be doing that anymore. Two 300-pound men throwing around, stuff gets broken and people probably get hurt. So it's just not a good idea anymore. We're kind of just on good terms now, and it's awesome. We have a great family, and mom's one of those crazy moms, and she loves football more than any other mom probably, but I mean, when she yells, so it's awesome.
Nice, and yeah, man, I probably think of, did you? I mean, even you guys got the. I mean, even the fans travel well. You know, when I'm at the YSU game, you know, you see the North Dakota State bus parked on the back behind the stadium, and you see all the fans. I mean, it's like I said, impressive stuff that the Bisons bring to the table. For you, I mean, if the scouts are in the film room, you're with these guys, Zach, what are they going to love about you? I mean, what do you think are the hallmarks of your game that they're going to say, man, we got to bring you aboard this 53-man roster?
Man, physicality and my leadership. I mean, even you said it, picking guys up off the ground. When it comes down to it, I switched over my senior year, actually, to guard. So it was very eye-opening to me, and it was very nice to be able to play a new position and kind of get a feel of what it could be like in the pros, but at the same time, you never know where you could play. You could play any of those five spots are open. So it's a fun thing learning like that. And when it comes on to a guard, just a little bit quicker. And I don't know, it's nice to adjust like that.
Does anything go unnoticed? And I just asked this to benefit you. I mean, you talked about the leadership, those team captain qualities. Maybe you're a weight room warrior, a film junkie. Maybe the offensive scheme, you could have, you know, maybe pulled more did more pass pro? I don't know. Is there anything that these scouts have yet to learn about Zach Johnson that's a benefit that they should know about?
I mean, yeah, obviously I was that guy in the waiting room that hoot and holler and make sure those younger guys, make sure we got them to adapt and adjust our culture for sure and make sure that culture stays alive in the program. But when it comes on to it, my pass pro and everything's on film that it should be. I mean, I pulled and I can pull pretty good, so I'm not too worried about that. And being able to be athletic out in open space is probably one of my keys too, and just finishing downfield. So, yeah.
Definitely. And so you're out, you're in Los Angeles, you're there at the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. What was it like for you just talking with these teams, these scouts, letting them know who you are, answering some of the questions that they kind of delve into? And what was your feedback, or at least, you know, the response you got from them in terms of, you know, how things look for you moving forward in terms of draft day?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I can't appreciate what the NFLPA did to set that up and stuff for us. So it was really cool to go in that kind of environment and be able to be around all these scouts and be able to talk all day with them and stuff. But it was nice to get feedback from them and learn a little bit of where I kind of sit. When I went in there, I was kind of just nervous, thinking that I was more from a smaller school, and seeing all these big names and stuff, it was just kind of not really eye-opening, but kind of just kind of like, oh, okay, am I able to sit in here? And which I was. I had no issues at all. And it was funny because people would see just my shirt coming right off a game that Saturday, and they're just like, oh, didn't you just play a game like 3 days ago? And I'm just like, yeah, I mean, it's football. We're on the road. So it was awesome. I mean, I loved that they knew exactly who I was and where I came from. So it was awesome.
Definitely. And those guys, they do, you know, I mean, you're part of it. I'm sure, you know, some of the things they ask you might have even been taken off, how they get and garner so much information about each in particular prospect as we go through this draft process. Once again, Zach Johnson, the standout from North Dakota State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk a little NFL draft. Zach, we're closing in on almost being out of time, but we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Now, this is one we reserve this question for all the offensive linemen that come onto the program. Usually, you guys are the beef of the team, the big guys on the roster. Could be you or one of your fellow Bison teammates. Who's the biggest eater on that offensive line, and what's the most insane meal that you've seen them digest?
Seen them digest? I don't know. We always have a After one of our runs in the summer, we always have a state cookout up there. Coach Kramer does a great job with that. Make sure we get a little meal after our hard run at the end of summer. And I think me and Cordell Volson downed a couple steaks. So that was pretty impressive and a good memory. So,
fair enough. How about this one? Another Bison question. Take us inside that locker room. Could be you or a teammate. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
That's a tough one. I honestly don't even know who had the bizarre nickname. I don't know. I honestly don't even know how he could. Yeah. I don't know.
That's fair enough.
Sure.
Sometimes that happens. Sometimes schools have a ton of them, and sometimes they have none. I mean, that is one. And the final one, you mentioned mom being a huge fan. Said the family obviously loving you, but you said mom's just a crazy football fan. I don't know if it's mom, dad, could be somebody else in the family, but draft weekend, I would assume, I could be wrong, that you're going to be with family and friends. Who's the best cook in the Johnson family, and what meal do you want them
mom,
to prepare as you kind of celebrate your next achievement?
Yeah, for sure. I'll probably be with my family and just hanging out at the house. I honestly don't have a preferred meal, but I mean, anything my parents cook is good, so there's food there, I'll eat, that's for sure.
Excellent, man. Well, hey, I it's always fun when you actually get to put the binoculars on a guest that comes on the program, and like I said, I thought you were fabulous. I love the way you can just move around and pull. I really, really impressed by that, and I can't wait to see you go on the bigger and better things. But, Zach, we appreciate your time, and stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bo. Really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, Zach Johnson, the standout from the Bison. I mean, I think they were like 70-5 during his tenure there. I mean, this program is just out of sight. And, again, being able to put the binoculars on him. And the funny thing about it is, You know, when I go to the games, I mean, I know who's, you know, if, you know, just say Lamar Jackson's playing, I know Lamar Jackson's there. But, you know, most of these guys, I don't like looking at the notes until I'm done to find out who I missed and who I didn't miss. And like I said, I was obviously very excited to see what he brought to the offensive front. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.